There you are, admiring oneself in the mirror, are we? I can't blame you. There's certainly a lot to admire. Quaint room, isn't it? Nice to be sleeping in a proper bed for once. Don't you agree, darling? Darling? Have I done something wrong? You're shaking your head, but you aren't talking to me, so. No. Something clearly is wrong. You haven't exactly looked chipper lately and haven't been talking as much. You seem to almost shy away from me. You haven't wanted to be touched. And of course you don't have to want that. But I would like to know why. You don't have to apologize. As I've been told by someone quite dear to me, there's nothing wrong with not wanting to be touched. Oh, you do want me to touch you? Then I'm not sure I understand. When I look at you, what do I see? Hold on. Darling. When you say I could have anyone I wanted, I understand that it's coming from a place of your own insecurities. But it's not exactly the compliment you think it is. I don't want anyone, everyone. My looks and charm, as pleased as I am to have them, have also been weaponized by others. I know you didn't mean. Merely the idea that anyone could and is attracted to me based on how I look. It's not as flattering as it used to be. I mean, I don't remember a time where it used to be, but I'm sure it was once upon a time. But after him being nothing but a pretty face to lure people to their doom, being forced and controlled to lure people to their doom by using my body. I wanted someone who would want me for more than that. Thought quite impossible. And then you came along. And you cared. To you, I wasn't just a pretty face. You wanted to know about me. My feelings and thoughts and my past, and didn't judge me for them. Why would I want anyone else? No one else has ever seen me like you do. I know you weren't trying to. Where's this coming from? You do know I think you're gorgeous, too. Then what? Sometimes you think about all the men I must have been with. Well, I'd rather not. Why would you be thinking about that? If you're suddenly disgusted. Well then, I'd rather you wouldn't think about them or dwell on them. I wasn't exactly able to consent in any of those scenarios. Then, say what you mean. I'm not going to judge you. You just wonder how they would compare to you. In terms of what? Surely not any, shall we say, abilities. You know I'm very pleased with her. Darling, darling, are you about to cry? I was sort of trying to lighten the mood a little. Oh, I see. I apologize, I didn't realize sooner. It's not something that I experience, and I never would think to compare you to other men. So it never crossed my mind that you would be doing the same. Is it all right if I touch you? You don't have to say yes. All right. I'm just going to put my hands on your cheeks. My sweet boy. Oh, love. That's it, isn't it? Huh. No, no, it's fine. You can bury yourself against me if you want. I've got you. I'm sorry for not noticing it sooner. I have never once thought of you as any different than any other man. Besides, you're not the only person I've been with who doesn't identify as whatever gender they were assigned to at birth. Well, darling, statistically, you are aware of how many hundreds of spawn were down there. How many times I was sent out. Statistically, not all of them were going to be, you know. I didn't realize you were going through this. To me, there's never been any difference once between someone's legs or whatever they were born with between their legs doesn't have any effect on their gender, nor on how attracted to them I can be. You are just as much of a man as any man I have been with. And you are the first and only man I have ever loved. I think that's worth quite a bit more than anyone that I've merely shared a bed with. I know I can't change what you see when you look in the mirror. I see a very handsome young man. He's incredibly brave and strong and perhaps a little too trusting. I mean, I did sort of try and attack you the first time we met. But you're that way because you're kind. Trust me, darling, there's plenty of men out there who have something dangling between their legs, who are utter arses. You're not missing out on much, let me tell you. Of course, if the current state of your body was something that causes you immense distress, there's magic users out there who can change that. Or non-magical doctors. The preference is yours, of course. If you wanted any of that, you don't have to, but we can save up the money. Darling, you're out here wanting to try and find a cure for vampirism, or at least a cure for the deadly effect of the sun on my delicate skin, which is, as far as we know, not even possible. Did you somehow think that trying to find you medical care would somehow be off the table? Not that you have to want any of that, of course. But if at any point you do, that's hardly too much to ask for. Whatever you decide, you'll always be my boy. Sweet thing. If ever you need a reminder of that fact, you can always just ask. I'm always willing to shower you in compliments and reassurances or anything more physical. You're no less of a man than anyone else. And there's plenty of other men out there who... aren't as good as you are. Aren't as kind. Loving. And caring. I think those are qualities that matter more in the grand scheme of things. Much more than whatever you were born with beneath your drawers. And I'm sorry if you've had people in your life who disagree. There's some close-minded people out there. And if you still find yourself having to deal with such people, if it's hard to get away, you can always come here to me, and I'll hold you in my arms and remind you what a wonderful boy you are, what a sweet man you are. Anyone who says any differently, well, frankly, they're talking out of their arse. Must be awfully terrible for them, I mean, to just be so stupid. Perhaps we should pity them. Which I would if they deserved a single second of time in my thoughts. They don't. I know it's hard to not think about them or such things. I think the truest form of revenge you could get on them is by being you, being unapologetically yourself, refusing to change who you are. In spite of them. And live your best life. And if that involves me coming along for the ride, well, I couldn't imagine a better man to stand beside. Of course, darling. Of course, you can have a guess. All three. Shall I go out and grab us some food? And then we can rest up here, away from everyone else. Focus on you, relaxing, distracting you from such thoughts. All right. No, I mean actual food. Well, they have it. kitchen downstairs, so I'll find something you like. Bring it back up. I had a little snack earlier. I'll be right back. My sweet boy.